Blackstone Audio presents The Iron Tongue of Midnight by Beverly Graves Myers. Part 1. And into the midnight we galloped abreast. Robert Browning. Chapter 1. My eyes smoldered, my brow wrinkled. Curling my lip in a sneer, I raised my chin and crossed my arms in a gesture of implacable fury. Gussie turned his gaze from the autumn landscape speeding past the carriage window, and regarded me with the bemused grin he usually reserved for Matteo and Titolino's childish capers. The light carriage we'd hired after disembarking from the river barge at Padua was so cramped that our knees nearly touched. "Tito," he asked, "what the deuce are you doing?"
"Practicing,"
I replied across the small space.
"If I'm going to make a convincing Tamerlano, I must cultivate a fierce demeanor. Will you be able to sing with that scowl on your face?"
I cleared my throat, took a deep breath, and attempted a run that ended in a high C. The demands of technique pulled my lips into an angelic oval of silvery sound.
"It's no use," I sighed in disgust. "I'll have to convey the tyrant's cruel nature by gesture alone. I'm sure you will, man."